Hello, I'm Evie, and welcome to another interview on Writer's World. Today we have a special guest that I have the privilege of interviewing, Harper Lee.
Thank you for having me today. I'm Evie. I'm so happy to be here.
My first question is regarding yourself. How is your childhood portrayed in To Kill a Mockingbird?
Although it was dramatized for the book, Scout and Jem's childhood was fairly close to mine. As you may know, my father was also a lawyer, and I grew up in a small town in Alabama.
That is very interesting. Were any characters similar to you when you were a child, Miss Lee?
Yes, Scout. I was very much a tomboy growing up, and I didn't quite fit in with most girls my age. So I didn't have many friends, but the ones I did have were very good friends.
Did you have the same views on racial discrimination in school as Scout did? She was quite the character.
Well, like Scout, I always loved reading. I was what one would call a bookworm. I wouldn't say I didn't like school. I would say I didn't like law school, and I wouldn't go back. But grade school was, I guess, how I would think any other child's experience was like. And for the first half of your question, as you may know, my father was a lawyer. He defended two black men for murder. He lost the case, and they were hanged. That made a big impression on me. I did know that there were racist people, but I didn't know just how much racism there was in the world quite yet. But I learned in time.
I always admired the unique way you discussed and presented racial discrimination throughout the book. How did you create the image and personality of Dill? He was my favorite character.
Well, thank you. Dill was based on one of my childhood friends. You may know him, Truman Capote. Like Dill, he had issues with his mother and spent the summers in our town. So I got to know him quite well, and we became good friends, and still are.
Were there any other characters that were inspired by your childhood besides Dill and Scout?
Well, I think most of my characters are based on someone or another, but a few I really took from life, like Boo Radley, for instance. Boo Radley was based on a man from my town named Sun. He was quite close to how I pictured Boo in the book, and many of the things Boo does, I think some would very much do as well.
I would love to meet the people who the characters are based off of. My next question is, Miss Lee, who was the biggest inspiration in your life?
Well, I don't think I ever really based all my goals and dreams for life really on one person. But growing up, I did always want to be the Jane Austen of Alabama, so I guess I would say Austen.
What or who inspired you to start writing?
I've loved writing for as long as I can remember, but I think my experiences and relationships caused me to have a passion for writing and being creative. I think it was mostly my father and friends. My father always encouraged my education and inspired me because he was a lawyer. But my friends always pushed me to be true to who I am and to do what I want to do. In this case, it was writing. My friends also were very generous, and they helped fund my career as an author.
That must have been nice to have such great friends and family. How do you think the novel changed your life?
I think it made me realize to always be grateful for what I have. It also strengthened my opinions against racial discrimination and how awful it is. On a different scale, it has made me spend more time with my family and friends, and I definitely traveled more than I would have if this book was not published. Also, I feel more accomplished, as if I have made an impact on the world. It might be minuscule, but it's still there.
What an excellent answer! My final question for you, Miss Lee, is were you expecting To Kill a Mockingbird to become as famous as it did?
That's a very good question, Evie. I actually did not think To Kill a Mockingbird would become as famous as it did. The day I released it, my family and friends all called me and told me how amazing they thought the book was, and reading it changed their view on life, which surprised me a lot. I thought they were sugarcoating it a lot, but I think and hope that many readers felt the same after they read it.
I sure felt that way after reading it. I had no idea how much influence a book could have on my life, Miss Lee. Thank you so much for coming today. I and the viewers truly value all you have to say. You are, and forever will be, an inspiration to many.
Thank you for having me.